2021-2022 学年第一学期期末教学质量检测。九年级英语计较版。这是2021-2022学年第一学期期末教学质量检测九年级英语计较版听力部分。听力部分共有五道题，第一题至第四题为选择题，第五题为填空题。现在是听力试音时间。
Excuse me, but could you tell me how to get to the cinema?
Which cinema?
The Capitol Cinema.
Oh, it's a long way from here. You'd better take a bus.
Which bus shall I take then?
I think you need to take number 7.
Thanks a lot.
You are welcome.
试音到此结束。一，听句子，选出句子中所包含的信息。下面你将听到五个句子，每个句子读两遍。请你听完句子的第二遍朗读后，从各小题所给出的 A、B、C 三个选项中，选出包含所听信息的选项。
Number one, we should praise Linda for her courage.
We should praise Linda for her courage.
Number two, we have used up the matches. Please go and buy some.
We have used up the matches. Please go and buy some.
Number three, look, Bob is repairing a computer.
Look, Bob is repairing a computer.
Number four, nothing can stop them from working.
Nothing can stop them from working.
Number five,Why don't we lie down and rest?
Why don't we lie down and rest?
Number 2. 听句子，选出该句的最佳答语。下面你将听到五个句子，每个句子读两遍。请你听完句子的第二遍朗读后，从各小题所给出的 A、B、C三个选项中，选出该句的最佳答语。
Number 6. Let's walk to the cinema today.
Let's walk to the cinema today.
Number 7. Don't eat too many donuts.
Don't eat too many donuts.
Number 8. What do you think of Snow White?
What do you think of Snow White?
Number 9. What did you do in science class yesterday?
What did you do in science class yesterday?
Number 10.How do you get along with others in school?
How do you get along with others in school?
Three, 听对话和问题，选择正确答案。下面你将听到五组对话和八个问题，每组对话和问题读两遍。请你听完对话和问题的第二遍朗读后，从各小题所给出的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出正确答案。请听第一组对话，回答第十一题。
What do you want to be when you grow up, Bill?
I want to be a pilot. I love to travel, and it would be fun to fly an airplane.
What do you want to be when you grow up, Bill?
I want to be a pilot. I love to travel, and it would be fun to fly an airplane. Question number 11. What does Bill want to be when he grows up?
What does Bill want to be when he grows up? Lin Hua, did you go to Shanghai during your summer vacation?
No, Zhou Yue. I went to Beijing with my parents and we had fun there.
My parents took me to Hangzhou and we picked tea leaves by ourselves there.
It must be very interesting.
Lin Hua, did you go to Shanghai during your summer vacation?
No, Zhou Yue. I went to Beijing with my parents and we had fun there.
My parents took me to Hangzhou and we picked tea leaves by ourselves there.
It must be very interesting. Question number 12. Where did Lin Hua go during the summer vacation?
Where did Lin Hua go during the summer vacation? 请听第三组对话，回答第十三题。What did you do last weekend, Simon?
I went to the movies with my cousin.
What did you see?
A wonderful movie, Hi Mom.
What did you do last weekend, Simon?
I went to the movies with my cousin.
What did you see?
A wonderful movie, Hi Mom. Question number 13. What did Simon do last weekend?
What did Simon do last weekend? 请听第四组对话，回答第十四至十五题。You look sad, Eric. What's the matter with you?
I have no friends in my new school.
Oh dear, I'm sorry to hear that. You should smile and greet others in a friendly way.
It's not easy. I'm shy, you know.
Be brave and have a try. You can make it.
Thank you, Mom.
You look sad, Eric. What's the matter with you?
I have no friends in my new school.
Oh dear, I'm sorry to hear that. You should smile and greet others in a friendly way.
It's not easy. I'm shy, you know.
Be brave and have a try. You can make it.
Thank you, Mom. Question number 14. What's wrong with Eric?
What's wrong with Eric?
15. What is the relationship between Eric and the woman?
What is the relationship between Eric and the woman? 请听第五组对话，回答第十六至十八题。
Good morning. What's wrong with you?
I don't feel very well.
Did you sleep well last night?
No, I was too tired.
Take your temperature first and say ah. Oh, the temperature is normal. You have a cold.
Do I have to stay at home?
Yes, you'd better stay at home for 2 or 3 days.
Is it serious?
Nothing serious, but you really need a good rest. Take the medicine twice a day, please.
Okay, thank you.
Good morning. What's wrong with you?
I don't feel very well.
Did you sleep well last night?
No, I was too tired.
Take your temperature first and say ah. Oh, the temperature is normal. You have a cold.
Do I have to stay at home?
Yes, you'd better stay at home for 2 or 3 days.
Is it serious?
Nothing serious, but you really need a good rest. Take the medicine twice a day, please.
Okay, thank you.
Question number 16. How did the woman feel last night?
How did the woman feel last night?
Question number 17. What's the matter with the woman?
What's the matter with the woman?
Question number 18. How long does the woman have to stay at home?
How long does the woman have to stay at home?
Four. 听短文和问题，选择正确答案。下面你将听到两篇短文和七个问题。短文和问题读两遍。请你听完短文和问题的第二遍朗读后，根据所听内容，从各小题所给出的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出正确答案。请听第一篇短文，回答第19至21题。
I felt sad today. I had a fight with my best friend Amy. We took a math test last Friday. Amy is weak in math. She wanted to copy my answers, but I refused. She was very angry with me, and she hasn't talked to me for 3 days. What should I do?
I felt sad today. I had a fight with my best friend Amy. We took a math test last Friday. Amy is weak in math. She wanted to copy my answers, but I refused. She was very angry with me, and she hasn't talked to me for 3 days. What should I do?
Question number 19. What test did they take last Friday?
What test did they take last Friday?
Question number 20. Why was Amy angry with the speaker?
Why was Amy angry with the speaker?
Question number 21. How long haven't they talked to each other?
How long haven't they talked to each other?
Life in the future will be different from life now. There will be more and more people in the world, and most of them will live longer than before. People will live to be more than 100 years old. People will work only 2 or 3 days a week. They will work fewer hours, and they will have more free time for sports and watching TV. People will go to other planets for vacations. Work in the future will be different too. Robots will do the dangerous and hard work. I want to have a robot teacher. It can help me if I meet questions in my study. And it can go shopping and play games with me. When I'm tired and unhappy, it can help me relax.
Life in the future will be different from life now. There will be more and more people in the world, and most of them will live longer than before. People will live to be more than 100 years old. People will work only 2 or 3 days a week. They will work fewer hours, and they will have more free time for sports and watching TV. People will go to other planets for vacations. Work in the future will be different too. Robots will do the dangerous and hard work. I want to have a robot teacher. It can help me if I meet questions in my study, and it can go shopping and play games with me. When I'm tired and unhappy, it can help me relax.
Question number 22. How old will people live to be in the future?
How old will people live to be in the future?
Question number 23. How many days will people work in a week in the future?
How many days will people work in a week in the future?
Question number 24. Where will people go for vacations in the future?
Where will people go for vacations in the future?
Question number 25. What does the speaker want to have?
What does the speaker want to have? Oh. 听短文填空，下面你将听到一篇短文，短文读两遍，请你听完短文的第二遍朗读后，根据短文的内容和提示，在信息表中相应的横线上填入所缺信息。
Zhong Nanshan is a hero. He is a doctor in Guangdong. He saved many people's lives in 2003.In 2003, SARS broke out in Guangdong. Hundreds of patients even died from the disease. But Zhong was brave enough to fight the disease. Many patients got better. In 2020, a disease called COVID-19 hit Wuhan. It spread quickly. Thousands of Chinese people were ill. Zhong led his team to Wuhan to fight the illness.Zhong advised the people to wear masks, wash hands, stay at home, and not to go to crowded places. Zhong likes sports very much. Although he was 84, he could still play basketball. Zhong still treats patients in the hospital and teaches young doctors. He always says, "I am just a doctor," but we think he is a hero and a fighter.
Zhong Nanshan is a hero. He is a doctor in Guangdong. He saved many people's lives in 2003. In 2003, SARS broke out in Guangdong. Hundreds of patients even died from the disease. But Zhong was brave enough to fight the disease. Many patients got better. In 2020,A disease called COVID-19 hit Wuhan. It spread quickly. Thousands of Chinese people were ill. Zhong led his team to Wuhan to fight the illness. Zhong advised the people to wear masks, wash hands, stay at home, and not to go to crowded places. Zhong likes sports very much. Although he was 84,He could still play basketball. Zhong still treats patients in the hospital and teaches young doctors. He always says, "I am just a doctor," but we think he is a hero and a fighter.
听力部分到此结束，预祝同学们取得好成绩。